Now it's time for Half Hour to Health on 107.7 The Pulse.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like I knew that I would.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and this morning I have a very special guest, Dr. Lauren Ragazzo. She is a doctor of chiropractic and a graduate from Life University in Marietta, Georgia, back in 2013, and she's currently working in the specialty department of Family Health Centers of San Diego. And she's also been a continuing ed instructor for chiropractic as well. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Oh, I'm excited to talk chiropractic with you. And I have to say that our paths crossed in a very unique way. I met you at the Ms. America pageant, and you actually had your own title. You were the Ms. Greater California competing at the Ms. America pageant a few months ago. And
yes.
It was great to see you. You were amazing on stage, and you've just got so much life and vibrancy to you.
Thank you. I was very excited that it never fell. I made it through the whole thing, start to finish. And it was very cool to have you there, too, to have another DC, because, what are the odds that we both be into the same things like that and to meet, you know, from across the country? That's pretty exciting.
Well, I have to say that as chiropractors, we probably should not endorse the high heels that one wears when competing in a pageant.
Right, exactly. Yes,
but
I got adjusted a lot that weekend.
It's important to get adjusted when you're wearing high heels. So
you've
been traveling and speaking as Ms. Greater California, and your platform was called Well Adjusted. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, so I thought that was a cute play on words, because my focus with my career is providing chiropractic care for the underserved communities. And a lot of the patients that I see have never been to a doctor of chiropractic, and for that matter, they haven't had general health care. And so I'm oftentimes the first that they've ever seen, and these are people that have had pain for years, 10 years, 20 years, and they haven't had any relief with pain medication, and they're doing that whole, pain clinic route, and they're just suffering. And so it was amazing to see the changes in these patients in providing care for them where they've never had that type of care, and huge results where some of them were able to go off of pain medication, go back to work, go back to college. And so I thought, you know what, this is something that everyone needs. And it's my understanding that it's not necessarily available in the community clinic system nationwide. And so I wanted to bring national attention to this. Mm-hmm. Because it's such a life-changing part of healthcare, and it's essential. It's not a luxury. It's essential. And I wanted to bring attention to that. So I thought well-adjusted was a cute play on words, because it's that whole mind-body connection. And I thought that that was a great title for my platform, so that I could promote what, you know, is the focus of my career and helping these patients that need the care the most.
So how long have you been serving an underserved population?
I've been doing that for almost 5 years now. I actually started these departments in 3 community clinics, 2 in North County, San Diego, and then this one down in San Diego called Family Health Centers. And the department's since been taken over by a good friend of mine, Jason Van Dyke, who is a physical therapist. He's a very, very smart man, does a great job, great leader. And so I just kind of got it on its feet, and then I have just taken over as far as taking care of patients, and it's grown so much. It's a huge department. So now we're part of, in one clinic, we're part of the PT department. We work with sports med, and podiatry is what he did and had them merge. And that's been really helpful for patients, too, because all those things have a connection, and we can easily refer back and forth and help each other with patient care. And so, it's been really great. So several years, and it's been very rewarding for me, because initially I started off in more of like a family practice setting where the results weren't as extreme, right? There are people that had health care that didn't have as many significant injuries or comorbidities. And so in this setting, I get to see and help people that are some of the worst cases, right? Mm-hmm. Which is also part of why I'm a teacher, because you don't always see these things that I see every day.
It's wonderful that your life has taken such a turn to serve people that haven't had access to healthcare and definitely haven't had access to chiropractic care. What I love about chiropractic care is that it honors the body's ability to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And when we adjust the spine, we're allowing the brain's messages, the impulses, that wisdom to get to the organs and cells so that they can function more properly. And with chiropractic care, it's all natural. There's no drugs. There's no surgery. You're removing misalignments in the spine that also, which becomes so life-changing for people, can reduce their pain and improve their mobility and their function. And they can do things in their daily life that they couldn't before they had chiropractic care.
Absolutely. And I will say, in this setting, and when when insurance is heavily kind of dictating care, so to speak, the focus tends to be more on pain and resolution of pain. But you and I both know that it's a bigger picture, right? Mm-hmm. Because the nervous system controls everything. And so we don't necessarily advertise that, hey, this is probably going to help clear up their UTI. This is going to help with their headaches. This is going to help with their asthma. We just wait and see and mm-hmm. say, you know, follow up with your primary, because you're probably going to see changes with us, and you can follow up with your primary about your medications, et cetera. And that's what I see every day. I mean, I'll even email the PCP and say, hey, I see that they're on blood pressure medication. I'm about to adjust them for the second time. You might want to have a follow-up. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, a lot of the time they won't need it anymore, you know, because the body is taking over. You know, if we get people soon enough before illnesses have gone so far that they are completely dependent on medication and could have major issues without it, if we catch people early enough where the body can still heal to the extent that things have reversed, that's my goal, is to try to see people sooner, not later, mm-hmm. you know, and that's why it's important to see babies and children and do preventative care as well.
Absolutely. I think early intervention when it comes to mm-hmm. spinal health can make such a huge difference on the long-term outcomes. So kids that are carrying heavy backpacks, kids that are playing sports, especially contact sports, and the kids that are sedentary and sitting on the couch texting with their neck in a forward flexion, I mean, mm-hmm. all of those kids are at risk of subluxations that affect the nervous system. And they might not be painful now because they're young, they're kids. Kids are resilient.
Right.
Kids tend to feel less pain, especially spinal pain. But as they go on in years into their 20s and 30s and 40s, the problems that were created in their early years become arthritis, degeneration, discs that are damaged. And that's when we see chronic pain that sometimes people go, I don't know why my back hurts. I didn't do anything. But yet they show up on your doorstep as a chiropractor looking for help from something.
Right. And that's actually something I talk about a lot, because I work in a system that's more medically based. And part of what I have to do is education for not only the patients, but the providers as well. And educate them in that, don't wait until someone's in a lot of pain. Don't wait until they have lousy looking x-rays, right? Mm-hmm. Don't wait until it's a child that has severe scoliosis. We want to catch these things early, but we also want to start with mobility right away in the joints of the spine, because we can prevent those things. They're preventable. You don't need to wait until someone has significant findings on imaging before you're starting to see if they have a misalignment. By the time you see something like that where they're degenerated on an x-ray, they've had an issue for years and years. You don't want that. Mm-hmm. You don't want to wait.
Mm-hmm. That's something that I see in my clinic really frequently, is when we take an x-ray on imaging, we see degeneration, so a bone spur or a disc that's wearing thin, a misalignment that's showing that it's been there for a long time. But people are presenting with but my back has only bothered me for the last 3 months or the last 6 months. And there's mm-hmm. a disconnect between how long the problem's there without symptoms, without pain, and how long it will take to correct that problem once you've actually got pain and you're aware of it.
Definitely. And I think there's a certain amount of time, depending on what people do or where it's coming from, that it takes a certain amount of time before the nerve is affected. You don't want to wait until your nerve is affected. That's way more difficult to help correct if it's already to the point where it's affecting your health. It's referring to your legs, your arms. Like, you don't want to wait until it's that severe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. We with our type of healthcare, if there still is that mentality that, well, I felt fine, so why did I need to go? Like, people that even go to see us, they'll wait until they hurt themselves and then come in. They don't understand the maintenance part of it, which is something that we all need to work on with education for our patients.
Absolutely. If people understood the stress that's on their spine on a day-to-day basis, they would take better care of it. Like, we have been educated as a nation to take good care of our teeth because we can see our teeth and we have a sense of what the decay process is like with fillings, with cavities, with root canals, with losing your teeth.
Right.
Like, we have an understanding that it's best to brush them and floss them daily and not to drink sugary drinks, right? That's basic. We as chiropractors could reach out into the communities and help educate what that subluxation is. It's like a cavity, but in your spine. And there's ways to take care of your spine before it falls apart. And that's
for
with
sure.
regular routine checkups for subluxation with your chiropractor.
Absolutely. And that's actually, I use a similar analogy with my patients where I'll say, you know, you don't wait until you need a root canal to brush your teeth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to take care of them every day, and then you go to the dentist at least several times a year. Well, this is even more important, I say, because this is your central nervous system that controls everything. The way your brain tells your body how to function, those messages, they travel down the spine. And so this is even more important than what you're doing with your teeth. The only time I don't use that analogy, unfortunately, is if I have some patients that don't have any teeth, so then I use the gym, and then I talk about their heart.
Absolutely.
I have to cater it to the individual,
right?
And that's okay.
Yeah, you don't make anybody wrong for not having taken care of their teeth.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
But
and that's, you know, so you have to kind of tailor it to each person, but all of it's important. It's the same mindset and prevention and not waiting.
Right. Well, if you're just tuning in, we're here on Half Hour to Health with Dr. Lauren Ragazzo. She's a chiropractor on the West Coast, serving an underprivileged population in the San Diego area. We just commend you for that. And we're so thankful that you're here to talk about wellness chiropractic with us through our platform called Well Adjusted. We've got to take a break, but we will be right back here on Half Hour to Health. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.